2 years after the publication of Gone with the Wind, Lois Cole urged her to write another book. Peggy said she was still too busy. Then she added, "You know, I always preferred the book I wrote before Gone with the Wind." "How nice," Miss Cole said, as matter-of-factly as she could. "Where is the manuscript now?" "Oh, I burned it up when it was finished," Margaret said. "I just wrote it for fun." In August 1949, Peggy was struck down by a reckless cab driver on the Peachtree Street she had made famous. For 5 days, she lay in the hospital unconscious. The flood of calls about her so overwhelmed the hospital staff that 19 of her friends, I among them, manned a special switchboard. We took messages from everywhere, from President Truman, from Georgia's governor, from prisoners at Atlanta Penitentiary who called to offer their blood. When Margaret Mitchell died on August 16th, the widespread dismay was not only over the death of a fine writer. To thousands of people who had never met her, this woman was a friend who had given them something of value. "I have often wondered what people find in the book," she once said. "Perhaps it is that it is a story of courage. People react to courage in a book. It strikes fire to the courage in their own hearts. And so long as there is courage, the world isn't going to hell in a handbasket." In death, Peggy sought the anonymity she had lost in life. She had a horror of memorials and made her brother promise that their old family mansion would be torn down when he no longer wanted to live in it. A few years ago, this was done. And shortly before John Marsh died, he carried out her wish that all her papers be destroyed. Only part of the original manuscript of her book was preserved, with her handwritten corrections, enough to prove her authorship if it should ever be challenged. Nothing remains to remind the world of Margaret Mitchell except the lasting monument of her book, and something that Peggy would probably have appreciated more, the vivid memories of the many like myself whose lives she touched and made warmer.